Shot Through the Heart, written by Petrified Forests and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody / Wooly. Summary: Cody is looking for some peace and quiet on the shooting range during his lunch break. Wooly brings neither of these things, but Cody can't bring himself to mind it. An archery modern AU. The sun sits high in the sky, making the colors of the target stand out starkly against the blue sky. Cody squints at it, wishing he'd thought to bring a hat at least instead of rolling up the arms of his dress shirt so they wouldn't get in the way. After shaking his head to clear it, he shuffles his feet outwards and takes stock of his body. His feet are planted hip wide, knees loose and not locked, hips tilted just so, and abs tightened. Taking a moment to scan the lanes of the shooting range after laying a new arrow on the string and lowering his bow into the starting position had become muscle memory a long time ago. The lanes are free, nobody else either willing or able to spend their break on the range. "Clear to shoot," he declares to himself. He lifts his bow up through the positions until his right arm is held horizontal. Then he checks himself and lowers his shoulders a bit, breathing deeply and calmly. He draws the string back until his fingertips kiss the edge of his mouth, aims, and lets the arrow fly. His hand caresses his cheek and stays there for several breaths while his bow swings loosely in his grasp. The next five arrows thud into the target in quick succession, forming a tight circle in the middle. Cody smiles and feels some of the stress he's carried for weeks, ever since Fox ran that freaking internal audit without prior notification, dissipate. He knows it's Fox's job to find weaknesses in their processes before others do, but fuck's sake is it ever aggravating. A quick scan shows him that he's still alone, so he puts down his bow on its stand and goes to retrieve his arrows. It's not a long walk across the grass, since he's planning to work on technique today and doesn't feel like wasting his time jogging the 70 meters back and forth. The 16-meter target will do just fine soaking up his arrows. Behind him, the gravel of the parking lot crunches, and Cody turns around to see a cyclist come to a stop with the grating screech of unoiled brakes. The man waves before he pulls off his helmet, revealing a shock of dark locks in a mohawk. Cody lifts a hand back and then turns around and starts pulling his arrows out of the target. He doesn't know him, but Rex has just started the student beginner's course a few weeks ago, and Mohawk is definitely one of them, his loaned bow backpack shining in the sun like a beacon. Those backpacks were the best wrong order they've ever made, marking the beginners clearly without being mean about it. He snickers to himself, remembering the conniptions Rex had when his supposedly dark blue backpacks came in an eye-bleeding neon orange. All his arrows safely retrieved, he starts the walk back to his bow, keeping a surreptitious eye on Mohawk without being too obvious that he's watching him set up his bow, attaching the limbs the wrong way around first, looking critically at his work, and then snorting and starting over, this time setting them at the right ends of the grip. It's oddly charming for all Cody has seen countless newbies make the same mistake. Cody shakes his head, laughing at himself. Charming. His shoulders stretch out the t-shirt he's wearing, and his arms look as if he could bench press Cody without breaking a sweat. Cody isn't in the habit of lying to himself, and if the man wasn't as good-looking as he is, he wouldn't have called it charming. Rolled his eyes under the brim of his hat, maybe, if he was wearing one. Settling in at the line again, he shouts out, "Clear to shoot," and goes through the motions consciously, trying to keep them as consistent as possible. He holds with his fingers at the anchor point for several breaths, deciding whether to send his arrows in the right or the left upper corner, and finally lets loose. The arrow thuds into the target, and Cody shakes the tension out of his shoulders and goes to draw his next arrow when there's an impressed whistle from the side. Mohawk ambles near, finally done with the setup, his bow in hand, and says, "That went far off, didn't it?" Cody is shortly distracted by the dimples that his smile reveals and stares just a moment too long before getting himself under control again. Mohawk continues blithely, "I didn't see you in the student beginner course. Did you do the normal one?" "Yes," Cody half asks, half states, floundering. And he did. He ran the normal beginner's course because Echo had a doctor's appointment and Fives had needed to drive him, and so Rex was short an instructor, and Cody graciously jumped in to help his little brother. "Can we share the target? I'm Wooly, by the way." Mohawk, no, Wooly, Cody corrected in his head, asks. "Sure," Cody says. "I'm Cody. Nice to meet you." And he shuffles a bit to the side so there's enough space in front of the target for both of them. Wooly joins him and finds his position. He's a right-eye dominant, Cody notices, and so stands face-to-face with him, unintentionally locking eyes before he draws his attention away onto his bow, where it belongs. He doesn't have too much time left on this break, and he'd like to shoot two ends at least before he has to return to the office. He adjusts his stance and lets his second arrow loose, going through the motions quicker now. He aims for the right corner this time, as he has changed his starting point, and there's no comparing the first arrow to the rest anyway. Wooly's arrow hits a bit to the left of the target's middle, not a bad shot for a beginner, and he glances at Cody before he flicks his eyes away. Cody draws his next arrow up, and Wooly follows the motion and starts frowning critically at Cody's anchor point. Cody tenses. The twitch sends the arrow flying, and it sails right over the target, disappearing somewhere into the ground behind it. "What?" he demands sharply, annoyed at himself for his thin skin today. Wooly seems taken aback but tells him, "If you draw your string further back, the arrow will fly truer. Your fingers are supposed to sit lower than your mouth when you aim." And Cody has to swallow back the first three replies on his tongue. This isn't one of his brothers who could discuss proper anchoring until they were blue in the face and still couldn't touch Cody's place on the top of the leaderboard. No, this is an earnest newbie who hasn't learned anything but the most basic form and who is trying to be helpful. "It feels better to me," he says. It's not the most eloquent answer, but he's not going to go into the months training with 17 before he found the right way to anchor himself. Wooly raises an eyebrow critically and pointedly looks towards the lane where Cody's arrow is now buried, then back at Cody. Is he serious? "You know, Rex said that we could experiment later once we got the basics down." Cody silently agrees, again giving the newbie more grace than he should. Experimenting without a solid grounding just led to so many issues later on, and then you had to reset and start all over again by fighting the now ingrained movements. But, and now Wooly starts to grin, his eyes crinkling up adorably, "just because you share a name with the legendary Cody doesn't mean you can shoot like him immediately." Cody blinks. Blinks again. And now he begins to grin without really meaning to. He leans forward into Wooly's space. "Legendary Cody?" he asks, wishing he could record this. "Where'd you get that from?" Wooly blinks a moment, bewildered by the sudden glee in Cody's voice, but rallies himself quickly. All the trainers in the course were talking about him, and he's known for shooting barebow, like, really well. "All the trainers," Cody repeats, his cheeks hurting, but absolute joy running through his veins. This was gold. Wooly smiles back at him, cheeks dimpling, and leans forward as well. His eyes dip down to Cody's lips and flick up again, and he says, "How about you let me help you do a proper anchoring, and then I'll tell you all about your namesake?" Cody quickly weighs the pros and cons of getting up close and personal with Wooly, with his abject distaste of anchoring at his jawline, and counters, "If I shoot the rest of my arrows in a better cluster than you, then you'll tell me all about it. How about that?" "Sure, and if you don't, I get to correct your stance, too," Wooly proposes right back at him, leaning in even closer, eyes quickly flickering over Cody's shoulders and chest before they come back up. Cody can smell the clean scent of his shampoo and almost feel the soft rasp of Wooly's stubble against his cheek. Heat coils deep in his stomach. He clears his throat and says, "You've got a deal." "Deal." "I'll take the lower right corner," Cody says, already stepping back into position. Wooly hurriedly shuffles his feet and straightens up. "I'll take the middle then," he answers with an arch of his brows. Cody casts a quick look around and declares the line clear to shoot. It makes Wooly snicker, and Cody rolls his eyes at the blatant disregard of safety rules. He will learn if he keeps at it after the beginner's course. Shaking his arms out and shifting his weight front to back on his feet until he settles in the ready position, Cody takes a moment to calm his breathing. The bow thrums in his hands, a beautiful piece of technology whose efficiency was up to Cody and his skill alone. Next to him, Wooly lays an arrow on his string and settles in, his face a mask of concentration, only a faint echo of his good mood still present. Breathing in and out, Cody's world narrows to the bow in his hands and the target beyond it. He knocks his arrow to the string and steadily advances through the motions, each one distinct but flowing through them as he locks in. His right hand holding the bow doesn't waver as he finds his position and draws the string back, hand caressing his cheek, lips pulled up in a faint smile to try to find the perfect anchor point. He lets the arrow fly loose and it burrows itself into the soft foam of the target with a dull thud. Wooly's arrow has struck a faint bit to the left of the middle, shaft vibrating faintly with the energy of the impact. Cody registers it, but doesn't stop to acknowledge it, instead pulling his next arrow out of the sheath and beginning to move through the motions again. He doesn't hurry, but even so, he is a lot faster than Wooly, who is struggling with the knock of his arrow, until with an annoyed huff of breath, he chooses a different one. Cody's second arrow hits true, only a few millimeters next to his first. Bow dangling with the leftover force of the shot, he allows himself a small smile. Next to him, Wooly is spluttering. "What? No, I mean..." He has to lower his bow out of the ready position as he airs his disbelief, and Cody closes his eyes for a moment to regain his focus until he isn't thinking about biceps and strong shoulders anymore. He draws up his third arrow under scrutiny, which would be distracting if he hadn't learned how to shoot under pressure by 17 and his training tactics. It would take more than a pretty face to have him lose focus in a competition. This time, Wooly's arrow hits first, but it's a good hand span below his first, and he grumbles under his breath as he gropes for his third one. Cody advances steadily through the positions, feeling the wind kiss his lashes and stroke his string. He knows this one will get a greater reaction still, and he wonders if it'll be the last one he gets to shoot before Wooly declares it foul play. Partitioning off the thoughts, he concentrates on his sight line and adjusts his hold slightly. He lets the arrow fly, and it burrows itself in a neat, even-spaced triangle in his chosen corner. "No, stop it," Wooly shouts. "What a great shot." He doesn't look mad he's clearly losing. Instead, he's now laughing. "What the hell, man? Where did you hide that?" Cody's mouth twitches, Wooly's disbelief and joy contagious. "Do you need to see more?" he asks dryly, and Wooly raises his hand in surrender while he shakes his head. "No, no, I'm good," he laughs. "You've already beaten me fair and square after two arrows, no need for the rest. How did you do that?" Cody says, "I'm Cody," and waits for it to sink in. Wooly looks at him for a moment, blinking, before his eyes go wide and he snorts. "No fucking way. You're Cody? No wonder you wanted dirt on your brothers." Cody shrugs. There's few things worth risking one's dignity for, and getting one up on his brothers is pretty high up the list. Wooly eyes him, a speculative glint in his eyes. "You know," he starts, drawing out the word, "I'm not sure if I should believe you. That arrow flew pretty far over the target." Cody sets his bow down on the stand and crosses his arms, waiting for the other shoe to drop, well-versed in this kind of shenanigans like his younger brothers would get up to. I bet somebody, I don't know, say, a younger brother or three, might be very interested that that happened, Wooly continues, really leaning into a dramatic delivery, mouth twitching up occasionally before he reins it in again. "Mm-hmm," Cody hums. "I just bet they would be," he acquiesces, playing along. Wooly licks across his lips, looking nervous for the first time, bravado vanishing like the sun behind the clouds for a moment, before he rallies. I could be convinced to keep quiet, though," he says, squaring his shoulders like he's bracing himself for rejection. It is very forward, but Cody finds that he likes Wooly's willingness to put himself out there. He's never gotten along with people who don't mean what they say and don't say what they mean. Wooly is an open book in contrast, wearing his emotions on his sleeve and now wilting slowly at Cody's prolonged silence. "Dinner," Cody says abruptly, before he can talk himself out of it. "Huh?" Wooly asks intelligently, staring at him. Cody nods. Dinner should be sufficient to buy your silence. And just like that, Wooly is beaming at him again, mohawk floofing up in the breeze. Cody's cheeks heat up, but he's pretty sure the sun's glare will hide any potential evidence of his misbehaving vascular system. Dinner, yes, great. But first, he pauses for dramatic effect, and Cody rolls his eyes. You have to show me how to anger like you. Let's see, Cody says, stepping closer. You have the basics down, but there's just one more thing. He brushes his fingers over Wooly's cheek, eyes flicking up to see if he's fine to proceed, and then leans in to press a soft kiss against the edge of Wooly's lips. Wooly gasps softly under him, and Cody ravenously wants more of that. You have to relax your lips. Wooly tilts his head back and licks over his lips. I don't know if I got that, he says. Can you show me again? The end.